Thank you. I'm going to take a slightly different tack and speak as a fisher person, as somebody that represents fisher folk. For us, food is the essence of life. And for us, the marine, the oceans and the lakes produce the food. So therefore, for us, human beings, fisher folk, and our natural environment, the oceans, live in harmony with each other. So the way business has been conducted over the last few years, over the last decades, over the last number of years have been that our food has been turned into commercial commodities. And that way of regarding food, of regarding our natural resources, has turned life into a burden. Because we have to pay for it with money we do not have. We have to try and access and catch fish, or we have to try and access the oceans to catch fish, to try to sell it so that we can buy other items in order to make a living. That has been life as usual. Our support for the call for the state of emergency now is to carry on with business unusual. We are saying, think about things differently. Think about life differently. Think about the diversity of our oceans, together with the diversity of our terrestrial beings and life, together with the various different cultures and spirit of life of human beings that we have on Earth. Think of that as the diversity of the world, the diversity of the globe, as life and spirit on Earth. And that is the more important thing that we need to make the essence of what I would call business unusual. I'm saying for us, for the fisher folk, we are currently denied our access to life. And we denied access to life because we do not have easy access to the oceans to go and harvest the food that we are traditionally dependent on. Because it is the corporate companies, it is the industrial world that has depleted the stocks, or that has fundamentally contributed to the depletion of stocks. It is the trade practices across the world. It is the subsidy systems. It is the way that business and industry conduct itself that has led to the fact that they are that our marine life is severely depleted. That is what we are saying should stop. And it is for that we are saying the time to act is now. The declaration of a state of emergency in the context of the food crisis is urgent. The time for our governments to act is now. The time for the United Nations to act is now. The time to protect life starts now. Not tomorrow, not next year, not sometime in future. What we need now is this new commission that we are proposing on food production, consumption and trade has to be given immediate effect. If it is not done now, then all our governments and the United Nations will be contributing to biodiversity loss. All our governments and the United Nations will be contributing to the loss of life on Earth. And for the fisher folk, life of people, of human beings, life in the oceans is critical to our survival. We need to protect it, we need to begin, and we need to start now. That is why we would support this call for the state of emergency and for the actions, the appropriate actions as outlined in the statement to be implemented with immediate effect. Thank you.